Namaskaram. We have been discussing about mind and its control in the past 2 days. Fortunately, we also have the International Yoga Day being celebrated today. Let me share a few thoughts about yoga with you all. The word yoga has many meanings. The first one is marga, path or means, the means to reach a destination, the path to reach a goal. For example, karma yoga, jnana yoga, bhakti yoga. The yoga which we are talking about today is an anga for karma, jnana, bhakti yoga. It's the beginning stage for karma yoga, jnana yoga and bhakti yoga. The second meaning for the word yoga is union or being together. Yug, together. We would all like to be along with together Brahman. So through yoga, we can achieve a state of mind where we are intimate, close to Brahman. So these two are the most important meanings of the word yoga. The master of yoga is Patanjali himself. Patanjali was the incarnation of Adishesha, the thousand-hooded serpent bed of Sriman Narayana. Patanjali wrote aphorisms. In Sanskrit we call as sutra, Patanjali Yoga Sutra. What does he talk about yoga there? If I share with you the first 2-3 sutras from Patanjali Yoga Sutra, we can easily understand that. Yogaha Chitta Vritti Nirodhaha. This is the beginning sutra. Yoga would mean controlling the various modifications of our mind. Our mind thinks. We are afraid. We fear. We are concerned. We are worried. We are jealous. We are greedy. So these are all the thought modifications in our mind. Through the art of yoga, we control this. Why should we control? The more we allow this to take over us, then we become a slave of these modifications. Instead, we must control them and maintain equanimity and maintain a balance in our mind. We are born to be happy, to enjoy pleasure and be satisfied, to experience eternal bliss. But all these different modifications of our mind, they are not congenial towards Brahmanandam. Instead, they are hurdles in the path of Brahmanandam. So we need to control them. To control them, we practice yoga. So it's mind control. Modifications of mind, they all get controlled by yoga. Another aphorism, Sutram by Patanjali, goes like this. Tada drashtuhu sorupe avasthanam. Drashta, the one who practices yoga, what does he achieve? He settles his mind in himself. He introspects. He thinks inwards and not outwards. We always see, listen, taste, touch and smell outwards. Instead, the Atman, I reside in my heart. So through my mind, if I am able to focus, concentrate on my Atman, me the Atman, then I am able to control everything around me. The more you look outwards, then our Shakti power gets dissipated. The more you look inwards, then You understand nature. You realize the real potential of Atman. We understand that we are equal to Paramatma in Jnana and Shakti. But unfortunately, we are all bound by our karma and entangles. So yoga in fact, allows us to open up. It makes us realize our potential. Krishna says, practice yoga daily. Shuchau deshe pratishthapya sthiramasana matmanaha. First, it's not going to be easy to reach the higher state in yoga. Instead, we can start with a baby step. Find a firm asana, a seat to sit. Be erect. Let the back of your head, your neck, and your spinal cord be on a vertical state in one single straight line. Don't close your eyes, shut your eyes fully. Don't open them even. Instead, natyuchritam, natinicham, chelajina kushottaram, samprekshya nasikagram swam. Look at the tip of your nose. Be seated on a firm seat. Spread the holy darbha grass. On that grass, have a deer skin. And above that, spread a silken cloth. Sit on that. Let your seat not be very low. Let it not be very high. Don't look outwards. Look inwards. Now think about your Ishta Devata. Whoever is the God you like, you love, think about him. Try to focus on him. Even when you get out of yoga, you must be able to retain that great form of Bhagavan. Begin with this. You know about the great qualities, attributes of Bhagavan, his pastimes, and all that good he has done to his bhaktas. So you have enough material to meditate on. What is meditation? Knowledge, repeated practice and love. So these things transform yourself to dhyana, nididhyasana, upasana, and finally bhakti. So first we meditate. Let it not be a dry meditation. Instead, let it be wet with love and affection that transforms to bhakti. Dhyana, jnanascha, bhaktischa jnana visheshaha. A refined form of knowledge, wisdom, is devotion. So slowly yoga leads you to devotion. The more you are devoted, you become dedicated. So these are the basics, the fundamentals of yoga. Not look outside, look inside. Focus, settle in yourself. Realize the potential of self. This Atma is equal to Paramatma in many attributes. The more you practice, the regular you are in practicing in yoga, the more is the chance for success. I wish you all a great yoga experience. Let Patanjali bless us all.